This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you are invited to join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype in mere moments. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And got some tech news that is going to be affecting a lot of people, considering the government's NSA has been spying on a whole lot of Americans, as we learned a couple years ago now with the Edward Snowden revelations that came out, I think it was the summer of 2013, and the Ed Snowden revelations continue to trickle out over time. He's got more where that came from what I understand. And the ACLU apparently filed lawsuits in federal district court over some of the NSA surveillance that has been going on, and apparently that court case has now been booted by said court. It has been dismissed. Here's a story from RT.com, where a federal district court judge has dismissed the lawsuit filed by the ACLU that challenged the National Security Agency's mass interception and surveillance of Americans' communications. Which wasn't it supposed to be like illegal for them to do that, and they were
it was illegal
without permission. Siding with the government, the judge ruled Friday that the nine plaintiffs in the case had not plausibly alleged that their communications were being monitored by the NSA.
I knew it was going to be about standing. Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, like they can, we can prove and prove and prove till the cows come home that the government is looking at our emails and listening to our phone conversations,
right, with their own documents as released by Ed Snowden.
But you don't have standing because you can't prove that you're
being spied on.
Emails and stuff. The government is so good at hiding this stuff that only leaked documents can prove it. But you can't use those leaked documents because they were supposed to be secret. It's this insane legal world where they just, the words don't mean what they're supposed to mean.
T.S. Ellis is the U.S. District Judge in this case. He wrote in his ruling, quote, "Plaintiff's standing argument boils down to suppositions about how upstream surveillance must operate in order to achieve the government's stated goals. In a case like this, plaintiffs necessarily rely on probabilities and speculation, because most facts about upstream surveillance remain classified, and hence, plaintiffs see through a glass darkly," unquote. The plaintiffs, which
I wish that if an automobile accident, the judge would throw things out for me when this is. Hey, look, I know it's my car, and I know the person driving it looked like me, but isn't the plaintiff really just guessing? I mean, do they really know that it was me that was driving the car? Because they don't do that. I had a speeding ticket. I asked the police officer if he remembered the incident. He said,
nope.
Well, he said, yes.
I checked my notes.
Yeah, he said he remembered clearly the incident.
Oh, really?
And I asked him, what color is my car? And he couldn't answer that question.
Must not have been that clear.
Right. So he couldn't remember the incident at all.
So case dismissed.
No. Not at all.
No.
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Because that's it, right? Like, they rule in favor of themselves. The judge here, the impartial judiciary branch, is the government. The government is partial as it could possibly be towards itself.
The plaintiffs, which included Amnesty International, Wikimedia Foundation, Pan American Center, and the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, among others, argued the NSA's use of so-called upstream surveillance enabled the government to collect communications as they transit the Internet backbone. This has allowed the government to copy and review text-based communications such as emails, search engine queries, and web pages, as well as engage in about surveillance, allowing the agency to search communications that are about its targets. The complaint cited two cases where clients of the NACDL, that's the Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, have been prosecuted based on Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act, which has been used by the NSA to justify its mass collection of data from the infrastructure of communications companies. The plaintiffs also argued that knowing about government surveillance created an undue burden on the organization, since they had to minimize the risk of surveillance by limiting the sharing of sensitive information. In response to that, Judge Ellis wrote, quote, the subjective fears of third parties and any alleged burdensome measure taken as a result of subjective fear of surveillance are not fairly traceable to upstream surveillance and therefore do not establish standing.
Mm.
So if you don't have standing, you can't have a lawsuit.
It's true.
And kicking a case out because of standing is the most common way that the justice system, so-called, can just boot your case right out of court.
You do it all the time.
The ACLU said that all nine of the plaintiffs in the suit alleged...
I know you're a citizen, and I know your government's spying on you, but you just don't have standing. Sorry, you just don't have standing.
They say that all nine of the plaintiffs alleged the NSA used upstream surveillance to copy their communications and search them for potentially terrorist-related foreign exchange intelligence information, or foreign intelligence information, rather, and this violated the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution and exceeded the government's authority under Section 702. Patrick Toomey of the ACLU said in the case, quote, the court has wrongly insulated the NSA spying from meaningful judicial scrutiny. The decision turns a blind eye to the fact that the government is tapping the Internet to spy on millions of Americans.
It's absolutely a blind eye to that.
The dismissal is at odds with an overwhelming public record of warrantless surveillance, unquote. The judge said the method of surveillance under upstream constitutes 9% of total Internet communications acquired by the NSA under Section 702. He noted that under the agency's PRISM program, it gathered more than 250 million communications a year as of 2011. And then in 2014, the government targeted the communications of more than 92,000 individuals, groups, and organizations under a single Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court Order. So, is that the way a warrant is supposed to work, where you can just get one court order and then gather information about 92,000 individuals, groups, and organizations?
Pretty impressive.
I don't think that was the original intention of a warrant.
I wouldn't think so.
Warrants are supposed to specify what it is that they're looking for in very specific places.
Particular, I believe, is the term they use.
This is Ashley Gorski, the staff attorney at the ACLU.
We particularly state that we can search everything. Signed, the government.
ACLU staff attorney said this, the NSA's mass surveillance violates our clients' constitutional rights to privacy, freedom of speech, and freedom of association, and poses a grave threat to a free Internet and a free society. The private communications of innocent people don't belong in government hands. And the government judge said, well, for now it does. Dismissed. And maybe they'll appeal the case. Presumably,
tough cookies.
Yeah, presumably they'll appeal the dismissal. It doesn't say here in the RT story, but yeah, it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good, does it?
It doesn't look good at all.
The future of privacy on the Internet.
It looks like, Americans basically accepted that the government was spying on them before the Edward Snowden revelations came out. I think they did. I think that it's that most people just believe that, yep, the government looks at whatever they feel like, whenever they feel like it, and it's okay. And I think that they just, whoa, now we know for sure they're doing it, and now it's just going to become the new normal. The new normal is the government looks at anything it wants to look at and draws whatever conclusions it wants to draw. I think it bears repeating. I've said it many times. I'm not that concerned with the government looking at my stuff.
So that's where it comes from then, right?
Well,
if you, as a liberty-oriented talk show host, are not that concerned, then certainly the average American is less concerned, right?
No. Allow me to make my point.
All right.
My concern isn't based on them looking at my stuff. Yes, at the odd time, every once in a while, you'll find somebody out there amongst the millions that gets picked up for something they didn't do just because of what they were looking at on the Internet. It's rare, but it happens. But what I'm concerned with is the NSA looking at judges, captains of industry, politicians' emails, finding out where their skeletons are, and then people in the government using this information to subvert democracy. Right? Like, democracy may not be the best form of government out there. It's not even remotely close to the best form of government, in my opinion. But at the very least, it isn't corrupt in the same ways. And this is, you're going to have a sort of a dark set of rulers once it becomes corrupt when these politicians and these bureaucrats.
What makes you think this seems like a little Pollyanna-ish? I mean, you don't think you already have a dark set of rulers as is, that these people aren't a bunch of scumbags, these politicians? I mean, the idea that you're more concerned about the privacy of these politicians than your own, I think, is kind of concerning.
They're competing scumbags. Scumbags competing against each other for their own, their own best interests. Whereas once they become blackmailed, then you have the scumbags controlling the scumbags, and there's one goal. And once you have one goal, then they're going to get much faster at getting to it.
855-450-FREE. That's our number. It's Free Talk Live.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The lawsuit against the NSA has been thrown out by a federal district court judge, basically saying, well, you can't prove the NSA was spying on you, so you don't have any standing. Even though there's all kinds of evidence out there that the NSA is just wholesale spying on countless Americans, because you can't prove that they were spying on you specifically, then you don't have a lawsuit.
That's what it comes down to. Yep.
And so there's that. There, you can comment there. Certainly, maybe you support the NSA spying on people. Would love to hear from you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. So you can't count on the government to not, you know, violate their own rules. They've been doing that forever. This is, you know, shouldn't be a surprise that they're spying on people. You can't count on them to protect your privacy. You've got to protect your own privacy, and there are tools that you can use to do that. ProXPN is an excellent choice. This allows you to have a virtual private network that encrypts your online data before it reaches your ISP. Your ISP might be selling that information, you know, data mining it for themselves, maybe even turning it over to the government. And you can stop that from happening by encrypting your data. Go through proxpn.com/amp. This is a special offer for those of you with Bitcoin. Proxpn.com/amp gets you 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. So they're actually going to AMP Free Talk Live to help us advertise, market, and promote this show to spread the ideas of freedom, because over at ProXPN, they're down with that. They like that. You go to proxpn.com/amp and then spend Bitcoin and you'll get that awesome deal. So again, it's proxpn.com/amp. By the way, ProXPN does not keep logs of any of your activities whatsoever. Proxpn.com/amp. As we go to more privacy-related news, this from Engadget.com. The Department of Justice is trying to get Apple to unlock a defendant's iPhone. While Apple has stated it can technically bypass the phone's passcode security, it has so far refused to do so for various reasons. So the Department of Justice has come up with a new strategy to force Apple to comply because it licenses the software on the phone. Because of that, the Department of Justice contends that the iPhone maker actually has a relationship with the phone that's currently evidence in a case. In a reply to Apple's response to the court order to unlock the phone, the government states, quote, Apple cannot reap the legal benefits of licensing its software in this manner and then later disclaim any ownership or obligation to assist law enforcement when that same software plays a critical role in thwarting execution of a search warrant. In other words, it's your software, Apple, not the defendant's, so unlock it.
It's true. I mean, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
According to their laws, that you buy a phone, you buy the phone, but Apple still owns the software, and so therefore, if they've got a subpoena or something like that, they can say, "Open it."
Yeah, that's kind of disturbing. Now, it makes
one of the problems of copyright, people.
Yeah. And you know, this is the terms of service, the terms of agreement that you click accept whenever you install, you know, any kind of software product, Windows, Apple, whatever, that long terms that no one ever actually reads.
Right.
There's probably some sort of term in there that says that you'll obey all the government ordinances or whatever, and so, you know, be a good little boy with this software. But I guess the idea here is that in the first place, it's Apple's software, so the government gets to, you know, motion the court to force Apple to unlock this. And Apple's saying they can do that, so that's disturbing, which sounds like there is some sort of a back door to this software.
Well, of course, they put in some kind of back door for themselves, but the question is will they turn it over to the government? It's long been said that Apple is the more secure of the two, if you're comparing Apple to Android.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
But you can get sort of mods and things for your Android phone to make it more secure, as I understand it. Huh. And I would assume you can root the Apple phone, too. I mean, I don't know that much about these things, but...
The Apple, it's called jailbreaking the phone, mm-hmm. and I don't know exactly what that does. I don't know exactly how different it is from rooting it, which is something that you can do with the Android. Now, on the Android... when you root the phone, you can then install different operating systems on it. And so I wonder if the phone has been rooted and there's a new operating system, one of these independent homebrews, if you will, would the same rules apply then? Would they be able to force the homebrew maker, who's not licensing their software, it's free, to force them to let the government into a homebrew phone?
They try, but at that point, in this case, it's worth going after Apple because there are millions of Apple phones yeah. out there. Whereas if it's, you know, somebody, how many people have this particular homebrewed operating system?
Probably no more than a few thousand.
Hundreds, thousands of them. So if they find one person with it, then they have to go hunt down the person who had made it. And this isn't CSI, right? They're going to give up.
So if it's unlicensed, though, if it's freeware, if you will, if it's the kind of software that is open source,
mm-hmm.
then essentially the government's argument would not hold water. So therefore, if Windows and Apple were to move to an open source version of their operating system, then they wouldn't be able to be forced by the government to unlock the phone because they'd be giving away the operating systems, no longer licensing it.
That's correct.
Of course,
but they're not
going to
do that.
No, they're not going to do that.
They'd rather give up your security. They'd rather give that up than give out their software.
So the government's strategy is a reaction to Apple's refusal to comply with a court order to unlock an iPhone 5S. In response to the order, Apple's lawyer stated, quote, "Forcing Apple to extract data in this case, absent clear legal authority to do so, could threaten the trust between Apple and its customers and substantially tarnish the Apple brand." It also noted that unlocking the phone would eat up resources and might not even yield any information. Plus, just for good measure, it would be impossible to circumvent the passcode of any phone running iOS 8 and later. The phone in question is running iOS 7. So maybe the iOS 8 was the one where the proper encryption was put in. Mm. Sounds like they're just trying to get past a password screen or something like that.
Sounds like it.
I remember the story not long ago was that Apple and then Google followed suit. Apple put out this new operating system version that shipped with encryption. So your phone, basically, when you turned it on, you set a password, and you're encrypted. That was my understanding of that, and there was news stories about how the Department of Justice was really upset about that when they got the news about it, and then, again, Android followed suit. So it says here that it could substantially tarnish the Apple brand. You know, I have to wonder if the Department of Justice sends an order to Apple. Let's say this judge writes an order, and he says, "Apple, you must unlock this man's phone." Well, what happens if the employees at Apple say, "Not my job, not my job"? Whose responsibility is it ultimately? Are they going to who do they put in prison for violating a court order when the order is written toward a corporation? Does the board of directors go to prison? Does the executive director, the CEO, go to prison? Do the stockholders risk going to prison? What happens in that case?
I don't know, but I would guess that no corporation wants. They're about making money.
They're going to do what they're told.
Yeah. They're about making money. So therefore, if the government really decides Apple is public enemy number one, they're going to take them down.
Our toll-free number here, 855-453.
Some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, the toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Our friends from coplock.org, the MAC Tour, are actually in Noblesville, Indiana right now, and they are preparing to chalk the police station again before ultimately being arrested for chalking the police station. And we're going to continue. We'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get a moment. Also, you can join us here, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Mark, you're going to Vegas, and you're going real soon. Like, you're going to be there Thursday.
Yeah, we're getting ready.
For the Bitcoin Investor Conference.
It's the first ever Free Talk Live broadcast from live broadcast from Las Vegas, and we are excited to be there from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. October 29th, that's Thursday, and 30th, that's Friday. Please come hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. There's great speakers. They're going to be talking about how you can make more money in the sphere of Bitcoin, new developments in the area of Bitcoin. There's going to be, things for noobs to figure out what Bitcoin's all about. It's going to be a great event, and Free Talk Live's broadcasting live from the event. We're going to have some past co-hosts on with us, Brian Sovereign, Stephanie Murphy, Michelle Seven. It's going to be a great event. As I said, just go to bitcoininvestor.com. That's bitcoininvestor.com. Get your tickets. They're low, low price of $100 for both days. Bitcoininvestor.com.
We'll talk more about your phone privacy here as well. Let's go to TJ on the line in Missouri via Skype. Hello, TJ.
Hey, and how's my audio?
You sounding good. Go ahead, sir.
All right. You wanted to know what happens if Apple disobeys a court order, and I can answer that. The traditional judicial remedy, if a court finds that a company must do something and they refuse to do it, is a fine. So a judge could order Apple fine $10 million a day for every day they refuse to comply.
Oh, wow.
But this, yeah. And so that's generally they all will comply. But this actually, this case is fairly interesting because it centers around what burden a company has to help the police. So imagine, you know, I like to use the analogy, if you have like a safe, and inside the safe is a bunch of stolen candy bars, and the police have a search warrant to search the safe for said candy bars. Mm-hmm. If it's protected by a combination, the government cannot compel you to reveal that combination because of the Fifth Amendment. However, if the safe is protected with a key, the government can compel you to turn over the key to unlock the safe. Now, the question is, what about the safe manufacturer? If the safe manufacturer has built a back door in the safe, and the only problem is it takes $1 million worth of effort to open it.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, so this court case, the reason it's so important is Apple is saying, look, we might be able to break open our phone, but it would be too onerous and too difficult for us to do. And if the government's not going to pay for the effort, we shouldn't be forced to pay out of our own pocket to break something that may or may not even produce usable evidence. And that's the question the court is trying to resolve. Under what circumstances is a company required to cooperate in breaking into their own safe?
And this is it's a very good question, because the government's all about trying to force you to do things and not paying you to do it. Mm. I mean, think about this as far as income taxes go. They force every American out there who's working to fill out their income tax forms for them. And this can take a great deal of time. I mean, my wife spent as much as 60 hours in a year doing taxes. That's more than a week's worth of work that she did. And the government didn't write her a check, didn't write the company a check, didn't write anybody a check, because it just says you are a serf, you are a bookkeeping serf who will do our work for us for free, or we'll throw you in prison.
But I thought filing taxes was voluntary. I think Harry Reid said as much on television.
Yeah. It is voluntary. It must have been voluntary. She did it, right?
Taxes are voluntary. And then the guy kept pressing him, well, you know, yeah, they're voluntary. You mean I don't have to pay my taxes? Well, no, you got to pay your taxes, but it's voluntary.
It's ridiculous.
And it's just this, yeah, I mean, it was a beautiful little interview. So I just wanted to clarify that, and I'll let the next caller take the air.
All right, TJ, thanks for the call tonight. And I know that that he's been following what's been going on with the Damo Freeman and Brian Sumner from copblock.org/Mac. Latest update I've seen from Jordan on Facebook, Jordan Freshour, is that they are in Noblesville, Indiana, which is the place they were. Actually, there was a warrant issued for their arrest for chalking the Noblesville Police Department with what's called liquid chalk that they'd purchased at Walmart.
Well, you don't know that that's the case. I mean, the warrant isn't clear as to why they came.
That's true. We're presuming. That's the
thing that changed.
Yeah.
But it's not like they had chalked the Noblesville Police Department a great deal of times. There are some factors that have changed, like, i.e., chalking the Noblesville Police Department. So we don't know. Well, you know, maybe they would have done this even if they had used just regular chalk. We don't know the answer.
That's true. We don't know. And so they've purchased more liquid chalk and have now gone to Noblesville, Indiana, and are now, I guess, en route to the police department, where they will resume chalking. And they presume that at some point the police will come out and arrest them, given that there have been warrants issued for them in that department. So we'll let you know more as that situation develops. More hear from Engadget a little bit more on the Apple case, where the government is attempting to, the Department of Justice specifically, is attempting to force Apple to break into one of their customers' phones that's running iOS 7 to circumvent the passcode. Apparently, if you have iOS 8 and later, then not even Apple can circumvent the security on their own phone. So make sure you upgrade that phone. If you're concerned about privacy, if you've got an Apple phone, then if you can upgrade past iOS 8, sounds like you'll want to do that and enable the encryption on your phone. Just be safe. Now, as expected, the government isn't too happy about not having access to the phones of defendants. Apple CEO Tim Cook has been on a privacy crusade recently. He recently said that people have a fundamental right to privacy. And Cook has also insisted the government does not have a backdoor into Apple's servers. As Boing Boing points out, if the government succeeds with their argument, it opens up a terrifying precedent. Nearly every piece of technology has software that is licensed and not sold to the end user. All of those companies could be compelled to unlock, decrypt, and allow the authorities access to these devices because it doesn't belong to the defendant. It belongs to the person that owns the software. So even though you own the phone, even though it's your phone, you've paid for it, the software on there, that licensing agreement that you click the accept button on every time you install something, that basically says, hey, we're giving you this software on a temporary basis. You can have the software so long as you comply with all of our, you know, agreements here. And if we decide to change the software or change the rules, well, you just have to live with that because it's not your software, it's ours, and we'll do what we want with it. Well, now the government's trying to say, well, because of that licensing agreement, we'll do what we want to you, companies, and then you'll do our bidding when we come and ask you to jump when we say jump.
The good news here is that the new operating system that Apple has out is encrypted and it has a passcode, and the government cannot compel you, I understand it, unless perhaps you are at a border crossing, but cannot generally compel you to turn over your passcode in that way. So at the very least, this is it's good news that this is just kind of an old problem.
Yeah, well, hopefully this guy with the old iPhone is going to be okay, but it's not looking too promising here, especially with the other court decision kicking out the lawsuit against the NSA. So really, the big question is, how do you protect yourself? Because you can't expect the mega corporations to do it, even though Apple's supposedly all about privacy.
Nope,
now,
they're not going to do that for you.
You know, they're only going to spend so much money defending this, and eventually they'll crumble and do what they're told. So what can you do about it? Well, ProXPN's a good start. That's a good way to protect your communications from your own internet service provider knowing about it. But you'll also want to learn PGP, I think. PGP is a pretty important set of software that is sort of like the renowned world-accepted method of encrypting communications on the internet. And it can be a kind of a process to, you know, kind of grasp what PGP is all about. I recommend there are some, you know, if you do like a beginner's guide to PGP, it'll give you a good explanation for kind of what's going on with it. And then there's plugins like CryptoKit and Mailvelope that make using PGP easier.
That's true.
So there are ways to do PGP that's fairly simple, and that's a great way to protect mission-critical communications, important business communications, or whatever it is that you need to protect. 855-450-FREE, what are your recommendations for security? It's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You may Skype in here at Skype username LRN.FM. That's what our last caller did, and you can sound pretty darn good on Skype. Almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And the us in the studio is me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And since we're talking tech, we were starting out the hour here discussing various privacy-related issues. Essentially, you know, continuing the message that you really don't have it. By default, you don't have privacy, even though there's a supposed right to it in the United States. I guess like a lot of rights, if you don't actually stand up for your rights... If you don't flex your rights, if you don't use your rights, then you'll lose your rights because the government is always encroaching, constantly growing, constantly trying to put its tentacles into every little nook and cranny of your life. And if you don't do something about that, then you kind of deserve what you get, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish we could all just sit back and do whatever we want with our lives and not have to worry about people in the government invading our freedoms and destroying them and destroying the idea of rights in the first place. But that's just the way it is. You don't get to sit back if you care about freedom. You've got to take action. You've got to get out there. You've got to get the word out about freedom and rights, because a lot of people don't even know their rights. They have no clue. I've done a lot of cop block outreach. Our friends from Cop Block's MAC Tour tonight are about ready to get arrested in Noblesville, Indiana. We'll let you know more as that develops. I've done a lot of this outreach, and it's a lot of it is know your rights outreach, because when you're out on the streets and you know there's not an immediate cop call to go to, you can hand out information to people. That's what I've done quite a bit here in Keene, New Hampshire. And usually people are enthusiastic about knowing their rights when you put it in their face. So I have these warning cards, these cop block warning flyers that go over your basic rights when it comes to the police. And, you know, you can record the police. You have a right to say no to a request to search and, you know, don't talk to the police. Some good suggestions are on this card. And so I'll be down in the college neighborhood, for instance, and I've also gone to large events, like there's a music fest here in Keene, and I've handed out the flyers there as well. And it doesn't matter who the audience is. People seem genuinely interested in knowing their rights. I'll, you know, say something like, you know, here's some information about your rights with the police, something like that. And people's eyes will light up, and they'll, oh, my rights? I need to know about that. And then they'll, you know, reach out and they'll take the card from me. Or they'll say some sort of variant of that. So I think people do care a little bit about their rights, but they won't go out of their way to really find out anything about them.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the case.
And so that's part of our job, I think, as communicators, Mark, as talk show hosts, is to express the idea of rights and how to stand up for your rights here on the radio waves so people can hopefully absorb them and when the time comes, utilize them. Because that's the trick. You can read the card and, you know, read over the rules, but when the heat is on, when the police are harassing somebody or harassing you, remembering the rights and knowing how to exert them is a little tricky.
Yeah, I found myself, even me, I talk about these things on a regular basis, and I found myself in interactions with police talking more than I probably should.
Me too.
Happens. So, you know, it's practice, 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 and
right.
You can study, and that's what that's about, and then you got to practice, so that's how it goes.
So, yeah, important to know your rights, important to protect yourself, protect your privacy from these government goons. They want into everything, so it's up to you, and they're going to get in, unless you have the technology that actually stops them from doing so. Now, of course, the big question mark on a lot of this technology is, can you really trust it? You know, is this encryption technology you're using actually written by the NSA and has a back door in it? Well, you don't know unless you're a programmer and, you know, you can audit the software. If the software is open source, that's a good sign. So
yeah. That's why you pick the stuff that's been around for a while, not something, you know, the new flash in the pan that's out. And PGP has been out for a very long time.
That's a good point.
Chances are that if it was going to be, you know, used against somebody, it would have been used against somebody. You know, if the NSA is going, you know, wants information because it's going to use it. And at some point or another, they would have gone after somebody. And so I'm reasonably certain PGP is good.
Yeah, PGP seems pretty rock solid. In fact, Ed Snowden specifically recommended PGP. So when, you know, when he was talking about ways to protect yourself from the NSA, PGP was what he suggested. So I'd say that's like the sort of the gold standard, if you will, of encryption technology. There are some others out there. I like TechSecure for texting communications. That one is also supposedly open source. Telegram, I am a fan of, but a lot of these things I wouldn't trust for super secret communications. If I had to send something super, super secret, I would send that via PGP. I wouldn't use anything else besides PGP.
Yeah.
But, you know, Telegram's a great instant messaging app. TechSecure will secure your texts. It will encrypt those. And having something's better than having nothing. Certainly using networks like Facebook is the worst thing you can possibly do because then all of your texts are just right there in the open for Facebook to read and hand over to the government anytime they darn well feel like it. So whatever you can do to get off these sort of standard messaging systems that don't have any kind of encryption, I would recommend that. Redfone is the same company as TechSecure. Whisper Systems, I believe, is their name. And Redfone is an encrypted speaking app, meaning that you can talk to another person like a phone call, but the phone call itself is encrypted.
Do they have to have the Red Phone app too?
Yes, the other person has to have the Red Phone app as well. Mm-hmm. Same thing with tech security.
It's like, that's basically a VPN for phones.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. I don't know if it's, well, I wouldn't say exactly that, but yeah, it's sort of a layer of security that you otherwise wouldn't have on a phone call. So those are some basics. That's a good, I would say it's a good starting point for you. If you've got some suggestions, I'm sure I'm missing something. By no means was that an exhaustive list of good technology to encrypt things. But again, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's other tech-related news that I think is worthy of getting out here, including the story about this awful news about the Blockchain Alliance. We'll get into that. Plus, Popcorn Time has been shut down, at least the most popular Popcorn Time fork. Mark, do you know what Popcorn Time is?
It's some way to watch movies on your phone.
I guess there's probably a phone version of it. I've never actually looked for it on the phone. I did look for it on the regular computer, and I found it there.
Okay.
Maybe there's a phone version of it. There apparently are different versions.
If I can't watch it on my big screen TV at my house, I just don't want it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I've never understood why someone would want to watch a movie on a phone. That seems like a terrible way
People
to
do it.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was a kid, I would drag around the portable television set with the rabbit ears.
Oh, yeah.
That ran on D batteries.
And how long would that last on the batteries?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, okay.
I'd watch TV. You know, I'd try to get into my cartoons or whatever it is that I wanted to watch. And
the reception was terrible, right?
It was, but it just goes to show why somebody might want to
watch it on a phone. Yeah, I see that. They have to see it. They have to see it now, and their phone's the only option. I gotcha.
They just get used to it, too.
Popcorn Time is a software that uses the torrent system to stream movies to your device. And it's a cool idea because torrents are a great technology. Torrents are a file sharing technology that allow you to send big files over the internet without using a central server. So it's a decentralized method of sending files or receiving files. You download a torrent, and then the torrent gives you the destinations to which you can go and find all the people that are hosting that file online, and then those people send the data to you, and it's coming from different sources. So it comes faster, usually, by torrent than it would come if you were just downloading it from a central server. And whoever it is that's hosting the file, it's probably dozens and dozens, if not thousands, of people around the world. It's hard to take that down, right? So, like, if the Motion Picture Association wants to target the new movie that they've released, you know, Alice in Wonderland or whatever it is, they want to take that down. Well, there's 3,000 people that are hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to begin that process?
Can't be done.
You can't do that. It's very, very difficult. So what they've been doing is taking down the torrent websites, like the Pirate Bay or Torrent Freak or these other ones. They've been targeting the sites because those are sort of central repositories of the torrents themselves. They don't actually host the files. They don't host the actual movie, the music, or whatever it is that's being shared. They host the torrent, which is sort of the directions to the file.
When's the blockchain going to be employed in this way? Because,
oh my God, I don't know.
You can't take down the blockchain.
Yeah, you can't. But the thing with Bitcoin is that there are a bunch of little transactions being sent over the Bitcoin blockchain over, you know, throughout the day. There's still plenty of data that's moving about because of that. If people were storing music and movies on the blockchain,
they may not have to store it. They could serve it to people.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Isn't that what a torrent
does?
Like
put the torrent on the blockchain.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's a good idea, Mark. You should you could do that.
I could do that. I could do that.
Anyway, Popcorn Time is maybe coming to a close here. And we can tell you about that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, there's a scary blockchain alliance being formed. What's that mean? It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.